Have you ever been completely captivated by someone who seemed to understand you perfectly? Imagine sitting across from an extraordinarily attractive person who declares you're the most fascinating individual they've ever met. They focus entirely on you, asking thoughtful questions and showing genuine interest. You feel truly seen in a way that's almost magical. Would you suspect ulterior motives or bask in this rare connection? This scenario illustrates how easily we can fall prey to manipulative individuals. Psychopaths operate behind a mask of normality while causing immense suffering through manipulation and emotional abuse. They aren't all violent criminals. The intelligent ones walk freely among us, comprising 2-4% of the general population. What makes them particularly dangerous is their complete lack of empathy combined with their understanding of how others feel. Unlike someone with a mental illness who suffers from their condition, psychopaths feel perfectly fine and consider themselves simply higher on the food chain than everyone else. Psychopathy isn't a mental illness, but a personality disorder with genetic origins. The critical difference? Mentally ill people suffer from their condition, while psychopaths feel perfectly fine. Robert Hare's psychopathy checklist identifies 20 traits, including glib charm, pathological lying, cunning manipulation, shallow emotions, and a parasitic lifestyle. When scored from 0 to 2 points based on whether these traits occur never, sometimes, or consistently, notorious psychopaths typically score 35 to 40 points out of 40. Even at the conservative 2% estimate, approximately 7 million psychopaths live in the USA alone. They gravitate toward professions offering power, money, and control. CEOs, lawyers, media professionals, salespeople, surgeons, journalists, and religious leaders. Studies of American presidents reveal that John F. Kennedy and Bill Clinton topped the list for psychopathic traits, while Jimmy Carter, George Washington, and Abraham Lincoln scored much lower. What drives them? Primarily money and power. They identify whether someone is motivated by recognition, security, or belonging, then craft their approach accordingly. This targeted manipulation resonates with the victim's core values, making it harder to resist. There are 3 preventative steps to protect yourself. Increase your self-awareness, learn to recognize psychopathic behavior, and decide how much you value your own worth. Self-awareness begins with understanding your blind spots. Each personality type has specific vulnerabilities. Dominant reds think they're clever and driven, but others see them as tense and impolite. Creative yellows highlight their innovation, while colleagues clean up their unfinished projects. Peaceful greens prioritize others' comfort, but back down from conflicts. Analytical blues see their perfectionism as quality work, while others view it as pedantry. Self-respect forms your fundamental defense. Those with low self-esteem become easy targets, as psychopaths, like wolves, attack the weakest members of the flock, people dissatisfied with themselves who crave validation. Accepting yourself while working on shortcomings, loving yourself independently of others' approval, and avoiding isolation are essential protective measures. The most dangerous manipulators are those closest to us. Partners, family members, workplace colleagues, and friends. While this encompasses nearly everyone we know, the critical factor is whether relationships strengthen or harm us. Healthy relationships provide joy and support. Manipulative ones steal peace, money, and hope. A psychopathic partner presents perhaps the greatest danger. Despite romantic performances, they merely mimic emotions without feeling them. Their relationship goal isn't love, but ownership of you and your assets. Initially, they'll charm everyone, appearing perfect to establish credibility. Eventually, they'll systematically drain you financially and emotionally until you're depleted, then move to their next victim. The psychopathic coworker strategically positions themselves where colleagues gather. They create a facade of being everyone's perfect friend while rarely revealing their true self. Colleagues become almost drugged by their charisma, failing to notice the psychopath produces little actual work. They excel at claiming credit for other successes and will sacrifice your reputation without hesitation if it benefits them. Manipulators use consistent techniques worldwide, almost as if following a universal playbook. 1. Arbitrary positive reinforcement. Giving strong praise and affirmation, then arbitrarily withholding it, creating dependency on unreliable validation. 2. Love bombing. Showering victims with excessive adoration and attention, then suddenly withdrawing it to create emotional dependency. 3. Negative reinforcement. Stopping unpleasant behavior only when you comply with their wishes, effectively training you through discomfort. 4. Smoke screens. Saying anything to throw you off balance, shifting focus from their wrongdoing by claiming you're the problem. 5. Emotional manipulation. Diverting attention from real issues by exploiting your emotional vulnerabilities, making you lose focus. 6. Triangle drama. Introducing a third party to create insecurity. Praising someone with qualities opposite to yours to trigger jealousy. 7. Gaslighting. Distorting your sense of reality by creating persistent inconsistencies, then denying them when confronted. 8. Silent treatment. Withdrawing all communication as punishment until you surrender to their demands. Not all manipulative people are psychopaths. Some simply have psychopathic traits or lack awareness of their conduct. When facing manipulation, you have two choices: offer resistance or leave. First, break the pattern of your habitual responses. Instead of reacting immediately, exactly as the manipulator expects, create space between the event and your reaction. Use techniques like ending phone calls, delaying text responses, or finding excuses to step away during conversations. Second, become a broken record by repeatedly stating the same message without explanation. I'll get back to you when I've finished thinking things over. Don't get drawn into discussing why you're not answering. This surrenders control back to the manipulator. Third, deprogram fear, worry, and guilt, the primary tools manipulators use. Each personality type has specific fears. Reds fear losing control. Yellows fear rejection. Greens fear conflict, and blues fear looking foolish. Remember, feelings are always real, but you don't have to let them govern your life. Psychopaths are born, not made. Many people mistakenly believe they can cure a psychopath, but experts unanimously advise distancing yourself. Don't attempt to reason with them or maintain contact. Any interaction will be on their terms. This isn't a typical psychiatric case. Psychopathy stems from brain abnormalities that won't change. The only solution is to leave. Don't fight or retaliate. They're prepared for this and will counterattack fiercely. You can't win because you have feelings, empathy, and remorse, qualities the psychopath lacks. Whether it's a romantic partner or workplace psychopath, create distance and exit the situation entirely. Many victims develop PTSD. Don't hesitate to seek professional help if needed. Should you constantly worry about encountering psychopaths? No, but knowledge is power. Stay vigilant in relationships just as you would while driving. Always evaluate people by their current behavior, not past actions. The person you're dealing with now is who they truly are. Mental abuse is as damaging as physical abuse. The question becomes, how much do you value yourself? Your safety, sanity, and self-worth are non-negotiable. Trust your instincts when something feels wrong. Walking away from toxic people isn't failure. It's the ultimate act of self-preservation.